Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, true or false, agility is never a poor choice. It's the only choice.
When I wrote my book, The Agile Advantage, back in 2012, I was trying to get companies to understand that to be in front of the competitive curve, they had to replace stability with agility within the organization. Here we are 12 years later, and agility is prevalent in all successful businesses. It is no longer a game changer. It's the standard. So let's look at your agility in three specific areas of your business.
All right. What's area number one?
Planning. Have we ever seen such a kinetic time in our country where everything is being challenged and turned upside down? I can't remember a time. Some business owners see this and say, well, how can I plan? I never know what's going to happen. Successful leaders know that in tumultuous times, constant planning and adjustments are necessary to stay current, agile, and nimble to take actions that are needed.
Area number two,
improvements. Being agile means looking for constant improvements in your products, marketing, technology, and even your employee training. Reducing the quality of what you offer to save cost is what's happening right now, and it's the opposite of how to be agile. Always look for improvements. Don't back up.
Lastly,
customer interaction. How you stay in front of the customer's minds takes the proper mix of social media, employee customer contact, and the frequency of your messaging going out on multiple outlets at once. Look for ways to improve your customer interaction at every opportunity. Agility has replaced stability in successful small businesses.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to wrhi.com. To reach Russell White, go to russellwhite.com.